Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Yes, Kevin. This is Pam Saldivar from California Carpet Center. I received your letter.
I'm sorry. Give me one second, please. I'm sorry. Where are you calling from?
California Carpet Center.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
How can I help you?
I received one of your reservation letters, reservation codes, if I wanted to get a beer line of credit. So I wanted to check with you and see what the terms were and what the qualifications are, so forth. Is this tied to MerchantCard?
Sounds good. Now, I'm sorry, say that again?
Is this tied to MerchantCard processing?
No, it's not.
Why does it ask for that on the fax-to-fund form?
Because we like to have an idea of how your money comes in, whether it's cash, checks, or credit card deposits.
Okay. And you do it for all different terms?
Correct.
3 years or 5 years, whatever. Okay.
Three years, I don't know how much you're looking for, but 3 years is typically $1 million and above. Unless you're purchasing equipment. If it's a collateralized loan, we can go out 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. If it's a smaller cash loan, I would say probably 24 months is a fair estimate as far as the length of term.
Okay.
What are you using the money for?
Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm back. I'm sorry. So it's for working
capital. No problem. Okay. Payroll, marketing.
Well, no, I mean just cash flow. You know, we buy a lot of material and pay a lot of labor because we're a flooring company. We're on track to do about $5 million this year, and the only line I have right now is at about $100 and something. So what rates you guys charge? From what to what?
A range. Well, it varies. Really, with the working capital, it's a little bit. Have you had a working capital loan in the past?
Yeah, I have one right now.
Have you applied or spoken to? Who do you have that loan with?
I do it through Can Capital, and I pay it back through my merchant cards. That's why I was asking you about that.
Oh, I see. I know Can Capital has both a product similar to ours and the credit card. I know on the credit card, there's not really an interest rate. I think they take like a percentage of your deposits.
Which equates to an interest rate, yeah.
And on the working... Right. And then on the working capital, such as ours, it's a little bit different. You don't amortize it like you would a traditional, say, mortgage or automobile loan. In which you're mostly paying interest on the front end, and when you get towards the back end, you start, you know, really paying down the principal. With ours, it's an equal amount of interest and an equal amount of principal in each payment from beginning to end.
Okay.
We use a weekly payment as opposed to a monthly payment.
Okay.
And it's all a money factor. So typically, it's going to cost you about 20 cents on the dollar. So you borrow 100, you're going to pay back about 120. And that typically is for about an 18-month term.
So I could figure that out. Just on 12 months, it would be 20% interest. On 18 months, it would drop it down to about 15.
Right. Now, that's just a percentage, right? That's not an annual percentage rate. An annual percentage rate is calculated a lot different. Like I said, it's amortized, and it's based on a T-value in which you're paying, you know, mostly interest in the front, and then as you get to the back, it starts to reverse. So I'm sure that you're aware of that. That is the correct percentage, but you can't really compare that to an annual percentage rate. Annual percentage rate If it was compounded,
for 1 year. Yeah. No, it would be simple. You're right. Simple interest. The way I just did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Well, it kind of sounds too expensive. So I think I'll try to just squeak it by. Thank you.
Can I give you my direct line in case you change your mind?
Okay. Go ahead.
I mean, the only reason I say that is, you know, we typically hear that our clients, you know, if they haven't used this product, I mean, the Can Capital product that you have is twice as expensive as ours. So it really comes down to the pros and cons of the product, right? If you need to buy that inventory, if you're getting a discount by buying it in bulk, if you're able to use the money elsewhere to make money as opposed to, you know, using all of your cash flow just to get by, as opposed to maybe taking other jobs, it makes sense. For a cash loan, 12 to 15% is not high. Credit cards nowadays are 18 to 22%, and you can't take cash out of those and use it as you wish.
So pardon me? What's your condition?
I'm sorry, I can hear you.
I said you asked me, do you want to give me your extension?
My direct line is 858-519-5050.
And your name?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin. And Kevin, what do you guys require from a documentation perspective to get this going if I did decide to do it?
I can send you the form. If you want to give me that the code on that form and an email address.
I have a form that you guys sent me that says fill it out and fax it in or whatever. I've got like five of these offers in front of me, so maybe I'm looking at the wrong one. Just a second.
No, you could. I mean, but typically the one that goes in the mail is a little bit harder to fill out. Sometimes
so
they get lost, so that's what I was going to say. I can email it.
Commercial Finance Division, San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Then I have it. But I'll call you back if I decide I think I want to do it.
Okay. Thank you.
I need to think about it. Thank you. Bye-bye.